This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so when we make global news, such as seen overseas in Daily Mail, I like to talk about it, okay? I'm pretty proud of where I live. But I've been asked about how much should you tip your dealers, and will they help you win? Now, I don't gamble a lot. My father was a big gambler, lost a lot of money. But when I did gamble, usually the dealers are pretty stoic. They're being watched all the time. They could lose their license, ability to work, and you get a dealer job, you don't want to lose it. But I remember years ago, when I was in Reno, Nevada, there was a casino in Sparks that we would go to. And me and my friends would play blackjack. And, you know, we're giggling. I really wasn't flirty. You know, but when I look back and I see what I looked like, I probably could have flirted and got a little farther along than I would have, but I didn't really have the confidence. But there was a dealer who, when you're playing blackjack, okay, and he has an ace showing, or he has a 10 showing, or any card showing, usually, if they have an ace or a 10 or a face card, they have to look in the little mirror so they know what the other card is. The reason why is if a dealer has 21, the game's over. Now, if you have 21, it's a push. But if there's a face card and he's got an ace, doesn't make sense, you guys trying to hit me and stand. If he's got 21... he's got 21. Game's over. And the reason why that hand is over is because then it's in favor of the house. If they play it, you end up getting 21 by hit me, now I have 21. That just increases your chance of winning. So the second a dealer has 21, the game stops. So you can't even try to play or split your aces, you know, or play your 11 and double down and try to get that face card. Game's over. But as a result, we knew that dealer knew what that second card was. So my act, right? Even though I got a 1450 on my SAT, right? Got into medical school, graduated cum laude college, I would do the hair twirling. And I know I am not proud of this moment, but I'd be like, oh gosh, I have a 16 and you have a 10 showing. And there's a higher probability that you have a 10. So I should probably hit, but what if you don't? And then I take the bust card. Oh, what do I do? What do I do? Although my voice is even higher. Gosh, I just don't know what to do. And the face grimaces he would give kind of told me, keep going or not keep going. Now, I don't remember how many times he helped us, but I tipped him good because it helped. You can't do that. It's a no-no, And I have never found anybody. I don't even attempt it because the last thing I want is to get kicked out of a casino. Well, apparently in Las Vegas, two baccarat dealers were arrested for helping guests cheat and win thousands of dollars at Rampart Casino. Now, Rampart is nice. It's connected to the JW Marriott, and it's a gorgeous hotel, gorgeous casino. They got great restaurants. But apparently, Yuxon Lang, allegedly, and a second unnamed person, would allegedly reveal the gaming cards to players on six occasions in May. This helped the guests win more than $5,000 each. According to investigators who told Channel 8 News, once the dealers revealed the gaming cards of the two players, it provided them knowledge of the game and possible outcome. That is straight out cheating. Staff at Rampart Casino at JW Marriott Las Vegas Resort and Spa first noticed the two frequent baccarat players in May this year when they had been winning more than usual that month. Casino surveillance made table managers suspicious that Lang and her co-accused were showing the game cards to two players, allowing them to rig the outcome. Now, I've never played baccarat. I know Burt Baccarat, but I don't know, I don't really know much about the game. But my guess is if you're revealing cards before they wager their final bets, that, you know, just so you could get tips, that's not good. And it's illegal. So me trying to read a dealer's face, those kinds of things, no, don't even attempt. Because these people could go to jail. Now, mind you, do people ask? I don't know what to do. People always ask the dealer, what do I do? What do I do? We're at the table going, don't take the bus card. You have an 18. Yeah, but I really feel like there's going to be a 3. Don't hit on 18. So we will talk. And sometimes the dealers are like, usually they don't hit on 18. You know, and sometimes you'll get that. But to have somebody grotesquely help you cheat, yeah. So they got arrested. Well, one got arrested. The other dealer faces a cheating charge. It's not worth it. So if you feel like coming to Vegas and you think you are going to be able to be the cute one or the swabby, you know, you think you look like Jimmy Garoppolo and you'll get a dealer like me to go, oh, anything you need, think again. Because a dealer job, you want to hold on to that. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so let's have an honest conversation about abortion. Okay, both sides are not going to agree. But when you hear the back and forth on Roe v. Wade, on national bans, on cutting it off after 6 weeks, cutting off abortions after 15 weeks, 12-week bans, it shows that the country is a little bit in chaos, and they just don't know how to handle a situation, which I really think should be up to the patient and their doctor. Let's get all politicians and taxpayers and politics and ballots just out of it. But here's the situation. All right, many of you have wondered how somebody could not think a fetus is alive, and why we're hearing from politicians that a fetus is not alive. When there's maternal fetal health, when we're giving moms prenatal vitamins, while we're going through all these hoops and obstacles to make sure that baby makes it through birth, how are some people saying it's not alive? Well, you can't say that. It's a living being. On the other hand, people are saying, how can we have a government official or a Supreme Court or somebody say that a woman is forced to go through a nine-month pregnancy? How do we have in this day and age a society where somebody cannot make a choice and they have to be forced to undergo something that could be risky to them? So you're not going to get agreement if you look at the abortion issue as that. If you guys are going to argue if a fetus is a live entity or not, it's ridiculous. If you're going to have an argument on people can't tell women what to do with their bodies, you're not going to win on that. So there are pro-choice, pro-life, conservative, liberal, pro-abortion, anti-abortion conversations are taking a wrong turn. And so, you know, during the Republican debate, they're trying to go, well, what week would you cut off the termination of a pregnancy? What, you know, and so there's this push going, nobody should be terminating pregnancies. It's a living being. Why would we, you know, if we're supposed to be protecting our kids and trying to protect our kids from school shootings and moms drinking and doing drugs during pregnancy, why aren't we protecting them from, you know, being aborted? On the other hand, you have, you know, Democrats also arguing on, you know, how should we go? How far do we go with this? Should we allow late-term abortions? You know, does mom have the ability to make a decision? Not the force to make a decision at 12 weeks, but she could make a decision at 39 weeks while the baby's kicking to not let that baby live. The Democrats are fumbling over that, too. And so, as a doctor, I'm looking at this going, guys, this could be so much simpler. So much simpler. And I know people are getting a little nervous, all right, because they fear that if they are condoning a death of a fetus, which they believe to be a baby, they're damned to hell. Okay, first and foremost, get them out of the equation. Anybody who has any sort of concern that they are going to be wrapped up in this because their tax dollars are going to it, or they have to make a vote, or they have to make a decision, get them out of it. There is no reason why your neighbor, why your boss, why your representative should be involved in your personal reproductive decision. Now, some of you will say, Dr. Dahlia, how in hell can people even support? What are they thinking if they're supporting abortion? Well, a lot of the individuals that support abortion are not supporting abortion late term when the fetus looks like a fetus. They're using the same premise as birth control or an IUD or a Plan B, where before the zygote, you know, before it becomes a zygote or a fertilized egg, we have been preventing for decades sperm and eggs reaching fruition, or if they do meet, landing in the uterus and having a hospitable environment. And so, you know, when somebody asks, you know, how could somebody be for it, it's not that they are, not everybody is for the killing of a baby. It's, they look at it as birth control, where the egg and the sperm, you know, are not going to have a chance to start to develop a baby. The thing is the situation got a little complicated because we do have individuals who change their mind. Second trimester, third trimester. There are individuals who are in relationships. Those relationships fall apart. Now they're single, carrying a child that is of a person they can't stand. Now, I personally would give birth to the child, and I'd put the child up for adoption, or I'd raise the child. But there are individuals who were raped, they do not want the progeny, they do not want that connection to the person who assaulted them. So maybe the conversation needs to be, when it comes to abortion, all right, number one is, as I said, keep everybody out of it. Keep the Supreme Court out of it. Keep the legislators out of it. Keep the taxpayers out of it. This is between a person and their doctor. If I want to go on birth control, I don't need you guys as taxpayers paying it for me. It's going to be between me and my doctor. There's private charities. There's other governmental help. There's other, you know, you don't necessarily need to bring somebody else in. Because a lot of people are like, butt the hell out, this is my body. I think a lot of people would be very willing to exclude the taxpayers, exclude everybody else, their employers. Let me talk between me and my doctor, between me and my doctor. Number two is, we have to have an honest conversation about why we have so many abortions. When we have anywhere on average to 1 million abortions a year, yeah, it's going to take front and center of politics. If we only had unintended pregnancies happen, a few a quarter, because we have Obamacare paying for birth control, we have free condoms, we have free birth control, we have improved our crime control, so we've minimized assault and rape, this wouldn't be a national issue. But here in 2023, we have close to 1 million women being faced with a decision of terminating a pregnancy. And that's awful for these women. It's awful for society. There's all this talk about population control and are people trying to limit new babies and new kids from coming so that they can prevent the climate and all that. We've got to take society out of the conversation. As I told you, when Governor Newsom was upset at Walgreens because there were some pharmacists who didn't want to provide the abortive medications, because now you can also do abortions by pills, the answer to that is keep the pharmacies out of it. You know how difficult that's got to be for pharmacists on top of all the other stuff they have to do to figure out where everybody religiously stands on abortion? The pharmacist should not be involved in a person's abortion. If the doctor wants this done, they could dispense the medication themselves. You see how we need to kind of eliminate as many people as possible in this? The average person that has an unwanted pregnancy or changes their mind about keeping the baby has to deal now with thousands of different opinions when it is a very, very private topic. So these politicians are kind of stumbling upon themselves, going, well, what do we do? Do we support late abortion? Do we only support second trimester abortion? Do we provide maternal fetal health? Do we call the fetus a dead entity until they're alive? You don't have to do any of that. Keep politics out of it. Politics is involved because people want taxpaying dollars to go to it. But I think the average person, especially the average person who has an unwanted pregnancy, I think they're okay with keeping everybody out of it. It's private. Look at how when women are going for abortions, they're being videotaped and there's cameras and there's protests. Again, if a person is going to their doctor, discussing it, whatever, it's private. When I go to my gynecologist, you know, is everybody filming it? Well, I mean, I post a selfie of, you know, here I am, get my mammogram, get my pap smear. But it's a private issue. And we really have to address the unwanted pregnancies. A million women do not want to have abortions, but they feel like that's their only choice. So we need to help them not have an unwanted pregnancy. 1-877-DELI, don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Republican candidates running for the White House want to raise the eligibility age on Social Security. In a debate, former Governor Chris Christie said he would raise the age for Americans currently in their 30s and 40s. Following an explosion at a chemical plant near a town north of Houston, residents being urged to stay indoors. A significant fire has resulted in smoke columns rising hundreds of feet into the air. The White House alleging that House Republicans are orchestrating a smear campaign against President Biden. The accusation following House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer's issuance of subpoenas for the president's sons, Hunter and James. Ivanka Trump giving testimony in her father's civil fraud trial in New York, saying she had no involvement in the creation of his financial statements. Corey Myers, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So 43 years ago, Mount St. Helens erupted. That was the start of the 1980s. And we're being told that Mount St. Helens is starting to rumble again. More than 400 earthquakes, have been detected beneath the surface of the volcano in recent months. There have been more than 2,000 earthquakes recorded at the site since 2010. And Daily Mail is reporting that specialized equipment has detected that magma has been flowing through chambers deep underground, possibly recharging this volcano. Excuse me. There are fears that the earthquakes could lead to another massive explosion, reminiscent of what happened back in the 1980s, where 57 people died, and it permanently altered the area's ecosystem. I think I had friends who lived near the area, and I remember she brought to school some of the ash from Mount St. Helens to show us. I mean, just crazy. And short-term increases in earthquake rates are common at Mount St. Helens and considered part of the background seismicity, according to U.S. Geological Survey. No signs yet of an impending eruption, but concern is spiked when you do see more earthquakes. Now, just because there is a recharging doesn't necessarily mean it's going to erupt again. I know we're concerned about what's happening, you know, in Yellowstone and other areas. But they say the largest earthquake that took place was still only a 2.4. In 1980, however, small earthquakes were recorded at the site just before the deadly eruption. On May 18, 1980, residents flooded the area as they sat in open fields and rooftops as rumors of a volcanic eruption spread. Millions all over the world waited around 2 months to see what would happen next. But at 8:32 a.m., a magnitude 5 earthquake struck. That caused Mount St. Helens to lose its cryptodome and erupt. Those in the area had nowhere to take cover. The volcano actually exploded, if you remember this, sideways, sent an enormous landslide of a superheated mix of ash, rock fragments, and gas flowing downslope. The ash and gas then rose, blocked the sun. The sky turned completely dark. Venus Durgan told Portland Monthly that she and her boyfriend, Ronald Ryden, were camping at the South Fork of the Tuttle River, 30 miles from the volcano. They woke up to a blaring alarm from the nearby town of Tuttle and said they didn't hear the eruption but saw water rush towards them. They got out of the tent when they did because they could have been lost or buried alive. There were mud flows known as lahars that swept up homes and trucks. Officials had to immediately close bridges, stall railroad track operations, and most of the debris turned westward down the North Fork, Total River, and formed a mound of deposit. So, you know, being near a volcano, I understand everybody wants to take selfies and take pictures, but the total avalanche volume when Mount St. Helens blew measured the equivalent of 1 million Olympic-sized swimming pools. Trees were blown to the ground, scorched by the lava. You know that area is full of dense forest. The volcanic ash fell like snow throughout Washington, Idaho, and western Montana. Highways were closed for weeks. Airlines canceled more than 1,000 flights. Ash drifted up, settled in over 7 different states. So then we had to look at what happened to our farmland, what's happening to people breathing it, and the impact on human, animal, and plant life has still been with us. Toxic gases like carbon dioxide and fluorine affected crops, animals, caused people to get sick, affected mud, water, debris. The sediment changed the channels of the rivers. And they say to this day, the Tuttle, Cowlitz, and Columbia rivers continue to transport 1980 Mount St. Helens sediment. Still to this day. Bring it downstream. And they say 10 times greater than before the 1980 eruption. We haven't even brought up the thousands of animals that died. Over $1 billion in damages, and that's $1 billion 1980s term. One of the people killed that day was Robert Landsberg, a 48-year-old photographer who was just a few miles from the summit. He was from Seattle, And he wanted to film. I don't think he understood that, it would have happened that day. He could have escaped, but they said he continued to take photographs to make sure he protected his camera and film. And the photographs that were captured in his final moments were published in the January 1981 issue of National Geographic, still looked at to this day. And he gave his life for those pictures. Now, Mount St. Helens did erupt again, I think 2004 to 2008. And the scientists investigated how that looked, obviously wasn't as big and deadly. But they were able to put monitoring systems. And at the time of the 1980 eruption, only one monitoring system was in place. Now they have 20. That's a big mountain. I hope 20 is enough. So, am I a little nervous about it? Yeah. Mount St. Helens, I as a child, that just blew my mind that something like that could happen. You heard of volcanoes. But interestingly, how we talk about the 10 plagues during the story of Passover and Exodus? Where there was darkness. Before the darkness, there were locusts and animals that, when we look at the science behind the 10 plagues, there are geological explanations for these. So, as you remember, Moses wanted to free the Hebrew slaves, and he asked Ramses II, "Let my people go." Ramses II kept changing his mind. And so he was like, hell no. So the first plague was blood. The water of the Nile turned to blood. One theory is it was red clay that was washed into the river and tributaries, or a red tide, an algae bloom of Oscillatoria rubescens. That could have turned the water red. Now, when you have water that turns red and uninhabitable, now you get frogs. The frogs live near the water. The toxicity and smell caused them to leave the waterways and move inland into the towns. The quantity of the frogs still needs explanation. But I got to tell you, when I see a spider and I go, oh my God, there's spiders everywhere. One spider is enough for people to say it was infested. Now, if the frogs are eating insects and the insects are being eaten, now you have lice, gnats, fleas. Swarms of flies encompass the fourth plague. They think it's because you have lack of competing insects and frogs and not around to eat them. Frogs starting to die off, more flies eating on that. Then you had death of livestock. Insects carry disease. It could have then affected the livestock. People got boils. Why? Insects carry disease. Then there was hail. Then there were locusts that swarmed the landscape. And the locusts and the hail preceded the darkness. Some people feel that there was a volcano, I think, near the area that had erupted that same time. So you have a volcano, then, you're going to have locusts flee. You're going to have darkness. You're not going to be able to see the sun. And then the death of the firstborn is one of the hardest to try to mesh with science. They think maybe it's because the storm, the firstborn were always the first to eat. And so if there was contaminated food, they got first of that. Is it because the firstborn wanted to check out the volcano? I'm not sure what happened, but, it's fascinating to see how science is interweaved in the Bible. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. One question I got is, how do you pronounce Qatar? Country Qatar? You're hearing a lot of people call it Qatar. I don't think that's the right pronunciation, too. It's Qatar. But I don't believe you put extra emphasis. We used to say Qatar. It's Qatar. That's how I learned it's pronounced. Qatar. So they both get equal. I mean, you could, I guess, emphasize the first. But we don't say Qatar. I guess they've been correcting us on that, although I've also heard it that way. I wouldn't say cutter. Cutter. Like cutter with the scissors. I don't. It's not an sound. And it's not an sound. So I would be Qatar. That Qatar. That would be how I would pronounce it. I'm sure we're going to be corrected. Kiev. We were saying Kiev the wrong way. Kiev was the way the Russians wanted to pronounce, Soviet era. Kiev is the way the Ukrainians want it. I think it's named after Prince Kiev. So we learned how to pronounce that correctly, too. Also in the news has been this shocking revelation, which is no shock to me. I've known about this because I've worked in academia, where over 200 universities, including Carnegie Mellon, Cornell, Harvard, MIT, have been accused of taking in $13 billion in undocumented contributions from foreign governments. We are being told that a good portion of these funds, reported by New York Post, comes from Qatar, Saudi Arabia, China, the UAE. This is according to a report from the Network Contagion Research Institute. We're being told that a huge windfall of money was not recorded with the U.S. Department of Education between 2014 and 2019. Carnegie Mellon, we are being told, received the most from foreign entities, $1.47 billion. Cornell got $1.29 billion. Harvard University got $894 million. Allegedly, MIT, $859 million. Qatar contributed the most to institutions, $2.7 billion. But England got $1.4 billion. $1.2 billion flowed in from China. Another $1.1 billion came from Saudi Arabia, UAE, $431 million. Carnegie Mellon got $1.47 billion. So the authors of the report state in their conclusion, raises the sobering possibility that international actors are using undisclosed channels to funnel large amounts of money into college campuses, including elite institutions that often have outsized influence on American culture and politics for purposes harmful to the democratic norms of pluralism, tolerance, and freedom. Now, there's always two sides to every story. Cornell issued a statement saying their funding, which was more than $1.3 billion since 2012, was used to operate a medical school in Qatar. They have graduated 100 students from the Middle East, Asia, and other places, including the U.S. So collaborations with these countries allow a flow of money. Now, it could be just an innocent collaboration. We want a medical school in Qatar. But for those of you wondering why these universities are struggling to stop hate speech and racism and discrimination and anti-Semitism, when you would think the second it's even detected, they would immediately try to stamp it out. That's what Harvard and Cornell, that's what these universities stand for. Now we know why. They don't want to tick off donors. They get money from these entities. Now, one thing that is being brought up in primary debates and in terms of people's CVs and in terms of looking at landscape and real estate is money is driving influence. And the land that we have, our beautiful land in America, is not all American-owned. China has been caught buying up land near our Air Force bases and some of our nuclear sites. Why is that happening? Now, I don't know what the answer is. Do we have to put an embargo on any sales within a certain amount of radius of our military, but usually the military does have large, you know, swaths of land, but we're even hearing that some of them are pretending to be tourists going on tours getting intel for their home countries. We keep looking at Harvard, MIT, these academic institutions as the say-all. Well, if Harvard says we need to mandate vaccines, I guess we have to do it. If MIT says this is the best way to go, well, I guess we have to do it. How much of their decision-making is swayed by money? You know, when people said, look at the Jewish donors pulling out, I was like, I don't think they care. Because that might not be where they're getting the most of their money. And so, yeah, this is a concern. And you know, I as I said, you know, you don't necessarily have to, one, pick a side. And you don't have to condone if you want to advocate for the innocent Palestinians who are also besieged by Hamas and put in terror's way because, and put in harm's way, because Hamas, I think there's a hospital. Is it a Sifa hospital? That's where the Hamas headquarters are. You could very easily. I mean, I want Palestinians to be free from Hamas rule. But that's not what people are saying. They're saying it's genocide from the Israel side, and you know, the Hamas attack was in a, it was a vacuum, and it was a war. I mean, they're saying horrible things that are wrong. And what they did to doctors for misinformation, which actually wasn't misinformation for COVID, why isn't anybody correcting the misinformation about this? Why the hell does Hamas have a headquarters at a hospital? We've known that Hamas would use schools and hospitals as shelter because they know Israel would fail at a PR campaign if they tried to attack it. And then they blow up their own hospital. That was a cluster and a half. I don't know, if I was living in Palestine, I'd be like, get us away from these people. It would rather be ruled by people that won't kill us for being homosexual, won't use us as human shields, won't put our kids in harm's way. Who starts a war with the country by massacring innocent babies, raping women and shooting them in the head while raping them, and killing innocent civilians, and then run back and hide behind your women and children? Go out on a battlefield and fight army to army, but you're going to kill innocent people and then hide behind innocent people? And Cornell and Harvard doesn't speak out against it? What the hell is wrong with people? So if they're funded and they think their lights are going to go out because Qatar is going to get mad at them, we need to rethink then what sort of narratives we're going to accept from these places. And if we are going to give them tax-paying education dollars, but I don't see why our tax dollars need to go to these places if they're getting money from other entities and they're not going to protect our American citizens, letting Jews be attacked and threatened on their campuses. 1-877-DOUBT-DELI.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years.
60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.